This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, December 3rd. Well, I've got to tell you, the technical weakness in the market is disturbing right now. There are a lot of stocks just meandering lower, and the selling pressure is persistent, but the volume is also light. So we're obviously going to bounce from this. A bounce next week is highly likely, but on the bounce, we're probably going to have to retest the lows. And the most interesting news for you folks is that we had that disappointing payroll report today where only 210,000 jobs were created in November. Now, that's going to be revised in the upcoming months, and they've revised October and September higher. But the truth of the matter is that was the slowest job growth this year. And despite the bad payroll report, which was over 300,000 less than the ADP payroll report on Wednesday, what was most interesting is the unemployment rate fell from 4.6 to 4.2%. So you're probably wondering, how can the unemployment rate fall if the job creation is slowing down? And the answer is people are disappearing from the workforce. And, you know, I think the Fed has fulfilled its unemployment mandate in all candor, okay? And I know they're still missing, at least the last I looked, 2.4 million jobs, but since the pandemic started. But it's really time to pivot and fight inflation. And despite the fact the Fed's been talking about, raising rates and curtailing their curtailing the quantitative easing, which is reducing the tapering. Despite all that Fed talk, the 10-year Treasury yield is 1.4% and was well below that for a while today. So that's a very, very favorable interest rate for people buying stocks. You know, if you have money in the bank and, you know, you buy, you can get a much higher dividend yield than that, and the dividends are taxed at a much lower rate. So the foundations of the stock market continue. Goldilocks continues, which is low interest rates and strong earnings. But the market is technically very, very weak. It got grossly overbought, and it has refused to stay overbought, and now it's oversold, okay? But anytime it goes down, it has to bounce and retest, and all this is happening on light volume. And these algorithms that control the market are kind of disturbing in the sense that they kind of blow in the wind any which way trades go. But it's just very, very important that buying pressure reemerges. I think the most likely time is the last week of December and in January when we get new pension funding. This buying pressure reemerges and then the creme rise. But right now, we have an unusually weak market, which is very, very unfortunate. And it's broad-based. So I know it's bothering a lot of people. I know a lot of people don't understand how stocks have good sales and earnings and just meander lower. And the answer is just sheer seasonality, folks. People have other things on their mind. They're doing other things. And markets are being neglected, okay? But they can't be neglected forever. And the smart money does always come back in the market. But we still got some distractions. We're going to have a lot of tax selling this year, okay? Because a lot of people want to realize losses, offset their gains before they pay their taxes. And I do think all the seasonal shenanigans will be over by the last week of December. It's possible we could rally a little bit before that, and possibly we could rally in the last 2 weeks of the month. But in my opinion, the safest time to get in would be the last week of December. So I just want to apologize for the market's gyrations. I know it hurts, okay? But we're kind of in a drought right now where there's just not a lot going on, and the sellers have overpowered the buyers on light volume. So let this thing ring itself out. Let the market bounce, retest. Let the tax selling get out of the way. And then we can jump in feet first in the last week of December. So, folks, my message remains the same. Enjoy the holidays and get ready to invest the last week of December. And I do apologize for the volatility that you're seeing. It's most unfortunate. But good stocks always bounce, so please remember that. And if you do sell, I do recommend you sell into strength. I don't like you to sell any time in the weakness. It's just not a good good thing to do. And I know if I start selling in the weakness, I'm just going to drive stocks lower. So hang in there, folks. And I think we're going to have a nice bounce next week. But then we'll have to retest the recent lows and get the tax selling out of the way. And then of course, we'll have a nice year-end rally and a good start to the new year. So that's it. Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.